In the 1950s, rockabilly pioneer Wanda Jackson was called the female Elvis. She even dated the King, who became her mentor in the music business. Well, the name of her latest CD says it all, The Party Ain't Over. It's a collaboration with Jack White of the White Stripes, and reviewer Meredith Oak says the album secures Jackson's place as a 21st century entertainer.
The Party Ain't Over is credited to Wanda Jackson, but it's just as much a Jack White album, defined not only by his garage-rocking, Led Zeppelin-worshipping guitar work, but also by his approach as a producer. White cleverly matches Jackson's infamous vocal growl with huge arrangements, creating an instant party on the first track. Before collaborating with Wanda Jackson, Jack White drew country legend Loretta Lynn into stripped-down rock and roll with their Van Leer Rose project, winning 2 Grammys in the process. But White has even more surprises on this album, taking Jackson in unexpected directions with R&B horns, B3 organ, and mandolin. The steel guitar-tinged soul of songs like this one honors Jackson's country roots and her love of gospel, pushing the music far beyond the somewhat limited scope of rockabilly.
You can read your magazines, read of love and tragic things. Not one verse of scripture, not one verse do you know. When it is the very truth, its content's good for you. Dust on the Bible will doom your poor soul.
The songs on here are well-chosen covers, from Bob Dylan to Jimmy Rogers. But perhaps the most daring is a naughty Amy Winehouse tune that Wanda Jackson had her doubts about singing. After all, she's 73 now, and a grandma, and a born-again Christian. But Jack White insisted. Part musical partner, part Svengali, Jack White coaxes a performance from Jackson that fits her as well today as it did in 1958. She's still the good girl whose voice and demeanor coyly suggest a bad girl lurking within. Jackson still wears Elvis's ring around her neck, and although the King of Rock and Roll didn't make it into the 21st century, this album makes me glad that the Queen did.
The new album from Wanda Jackson is called The Party Ain't Over. Reviewer Meredith Oakes is a DJ and talk show host for Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
I'm in the tub, you're on the seat. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. Then you notice a carpet burn. My stomach drops, my guts churn. You shrug, and it's the worst. The really stuff, the knife is burned. I've cheated myself.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.